Okay, now we're going to begin Daf Tazayin 16a. Okay, so let's learn the first. This mission has two parts. First part is about Truma. Perisha Turamon Ashul Lingma Malachton. So if you take Truma before the processing has been completed. So Rabbi Eliezer, hey, Sarah Milaikal, and all right, Rabbi Eliezer holds you cannot eat from the Marai anymore. Because the truma creates a kvias, even if it's loinig mamalakta. They hold no. There it's allowed. Because it's not nigmar malakta. The only time, in other words, the chacham hold, the only time truma will be kaveya if it's nigmar malakta. But if it's lo nigmar malakta, it won't be kaveya. Chutz mikal kolos hatenim, except a basket of figs. Now, this is a little confusing. When I read this, I got a little nervous. We said before, earlier Mishnah, that if you're going to fill up a basket, filling up the basket creates a kvias, right? So
when it's full,
or if you don't plan on filling it up, if you cover it, if you're not going to cover it till you fill it, if you're not going to fill the whole basket, if you plan on filling just half a basket, and that's all you're planning on filling. Then as soon as you're done with the volume that you wish to fill, right? That's what it said before. Now over here, he's saying, in a case of a basket, that's where truma will create a kvias. So he requires truma. It's not enough to fill the basket.
You have to take truma
to create the kvias. What's going on? Teretz is, we're talking about, in that case of the basket, we must have been talking about peres, which were nigmar malachton in the sense that they were ripe. But here, it was not nigmar malachton. And in that case, if you put them, what's that?
It's waiting for it to become ripe inside the basket?
I don't know what he's waiting for, but that's not important. The point here is that it creates a kvias if you take truma from such a kalkal. That seems what it seems to say over here. It says over here, if you look at it, footnote number five.
Because it's completed in a different way.
That's what footnote number five says. If you look at footnote number five in the last paragraph, he says others explain. The act of separating truma from the fruit in the basket constitutes a finalization of the collection process. For the owner surely has no intention of mixing new tevel fruits into the ones where your truma had already been separated. So the act of taking the truma is a finalization of what's in the basket. So that at least it puts it into a certain framework that makes sense. Okay.
Did we have a Mishnah that says those six things that you mentioned? Was that in one Mishnah?
No, it's not. They're all six are not in one Mishnah. I believe the Gemara is going to have three of them in one place. The Rambam puts them all six together, and it's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Machaber quotes the six things. So, but I don't think it's actually all six in one place. I don't know that because of my Bikias. That's what the Nosei Kalim say in the Rambam. Yeah. Now there's a third opinion here, the opinion of Reb Shimon. He holds that Bechlal, this whole din of Truma, doesn't exist. He's not masking to this whole idea that being Mafresh Truma creates a Kvias. Yes.
What
does he say the mucker over there?
Doesn't have a page.
Okay, Ayin Sham, you'll see
it's
it.
Number four.
You'll see it. If you want to see the Rambam, it's in Perek Dalet Hilchos Maaser, I think. Perek Dalet Hilchos Maaser, I think it's over there. Okay. So it says, Kalkos Ta'inam Shatroma, Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon, the Gemara is just repeating the same case. Reb Shimon holds, it's motor, there's no din that truma creates a kvias hacham meisen, and that's a repeat of the hacham's shita. it's actually a question as to what the Mishnah is adding here by saying chamoisim. That's exactly what the Gemara, what the Mishnah just said. Chacham matirin, except for kakolas ta'inim, and that's where Reb Shimon is matir, and that's where the chachamim are isrim. So it's a question as to what exactly the repetition here is in the Mishnah. I in the Nisei Kalim, in the Nisei Kalim, in the footnotes, you'll see answer number 7. Okay, let's go back there. Next mission, next part of the Mishnah. Here's an iser and give me 5 figs for it. So, just the Tosfos Yontov mentioned that this is considered actually a price for premium figs. So 4 or 5 figs for an iser is for a premium fig, okay? So lo yachal atri aser, you can't eat until you take maaser. This part of the Mishnah, by the way, is by way of introduction. The first part of the Mishnah, first part of Halacha Dalet, of Halacha Gimel, which is Mishnah Dalet, was discussion about Truma. Mishnah Hay is a Halacha of Mechira. Is Mechira also a Kvias? Just 1 second, excuse me, 1 second. My daughter is calling me. A person who says to his friend, "Hey, look, this is Zen, give me 5 tainim." Like Yochel Atriaser, the mayor holds that the mechira is kaveya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yochel Achas Achas and Potter. There is a way around it, even though mechira is kaveya, but it's only if you're eating 2 at a time. But if you're eating 1 at a time, meaning that the mocher is giving him, but what's happening here is the mocher is going to the tree. Actually going to the tree. I give them Isser, I say, I want 4 or 5 figs from the tree. He picks off one at a time and gives it to me. I eat it. He goes and he picks off another one and I eat it. That's what the heter is over here. But if he gives me 2 or more at a time, that already creates a kvias. The Rabbi Yehuda is also maskim to that, okay? Then Sirev Chayef, if he adds more than 1 together. Okay, so that's this is the category where mechira is considered a kvias. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, here's a maisa, beginus varadim. This was a rose garden, shahais of Yerushalayim. This was the, by the way, one and only rose garden in Yerushalayim, because you're not allowed to grow gardens in Yerushalayim, apparently. There's an iser. Do you know that? The rabbis did not allow gardens or orchards in Yerushalayim. They made an exception in this case because this garden was there from the times of the Nevi'im. Very interesting.
So when they say Yerushalayim, they meant the old city. Is that correct?
I guess so.
It wasn't a new city.
I guess. So
when
it had a garden within the old city.
Yeah.
It had an ingredient that it needed. They needed
for the Ketores.
Yeah.
Correct. It says over here, it was perhaps, Rashi says over there, that it was the Kippas HaYarden grew in that particular garden. So I guess that's why they allowed it. So anyway, so that's a side note. That's not the main point here. So there was a Maisa in this Ginas Varadim. These figs were obviously very, very, you know, prime.
Yummy.
Prime realist, I mean, you know, I ate figs from Guinness Ferrata, you know. This is a rare thing. It's one of a kind, you know. So, no one ever separated Truma. So you see, if you hand them over 1 at a time, Rabbi Yehuda is proving that he's correct, that you don't have to take all Maisers. Okay. So we have a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about Mechira. Whether 1 at a time is heter contra mayor, it's not contra muta, it is. Next. Now we're going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. So it said that you went ahead and you take truma, that it creates an iser according to chachamim if it's a kalkola. So manakayama, what are we talking about here? In the kalkola shel ta'enim, if you separated truma from a basket of fresh figs that had not been processed, to be a kalkola, sir. Everybody agrees the figs are prohibited. Because 14, that the Gemara is trying to explain the machlok again. The Gemara is trying to explain the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So the Gemara is going very, very simple. It's actually a very simple shakvataya. The Gemara is just logically going through the possibilities. So where are they arguing? If we're talking about where it's in a basket, so there the Chachamim don't argue. They also hold it's aser. That's the Gemara's first statement, right? Im b'zeisim al hashemen, and if the purpose is it's for oil, that you're separating truma from olives designated for oil, or anavim al yayin, you're separating truma from grapes, which is going to be mater the wine. So we had, if you recall, we said in trumas, we said you're not allowed to be matrish from zaysim al shemen and anavim al hayayin. Remember? You guys remember that? Remember that? We had that as an isser. You can't be mafresh from olives on oil. Remember? So the Gemara is here saying is like this. Obviously, if you did something you're not allowed to do, that could not create a kfias. Because that would be absurd for me to say, you're not allowed to do this. But if you did it, you're kaved. That doesn't make sense. You're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, "Do we call mutter?" Everybody holds his mutter. So there's no machlokas in those two extreme cases, right? The basket, everybody holds his aser. The tainim al azaysim al hashemen and rav al hayyan is mutter. Elakin al kayomim. Where is the machlokas? But tomorrow dates who also the darson begroigris. I'm sorry, but who also the darson. The Gregor's who also the Darsha. Either you're talking about dates where you intend to press into a cake, or dried figs you intend to pack into a barrel. So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, Truma Tevelas Beperas Shulin Negmar Malachtan. He holds Truma, it'll create Tevila, will create Tevel. And Rabbanan Amram, ain't Truma Tevelas Beperas Shulin Negmar Malachtan. Since it hasn't been Negmar Malachto, it can't create the Kvias. So that's just a clarification of the machlokes. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Rishon, what about Maiser Rishon? Mahu Sheyitbol, is Maiser Rishon also going to create a problem of Tevel? So now this is a very difficult question. What is the Gemara asking over here?
Didn't take Truma, you went straight to Maiser
Rishon. So the question, is the Gemara talking about a case where you went out of order and you were over on an Issa the Raisa of Mlayas of the Machal Isaacher to take it out of order? That's not mistaver, but that will be the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara already established that if you do something which is not, you know, sanctified, what's the word I'm looking for? Not sanctified. What's the word where I allow you to do something, or I say you could justify to sanctify? I'm missing the word. Anyway, if you do something which you're not supposed to do, that can never create a kvias. That's what we've always said that. So just like by the anovim al hayayin doesn't do it because you're not allowed to do that. Here too, to take maaser rishon first before truma is an issa d'oraisa. So that certainly wouldn't create. So that doesn't seem to be the shaila in the gemara. So
it can't be true as maaser because
we're talking about maaser rishon. Rishon, it says explicitly.
Right, rishon. It doesn't say maaser, it just says rishon.
So let's go to Amid Beis. Manan Kayom. What are we dealing with here? In Vekrishan, it's Mareth. If we're talking about you smoothed over a pile, the Be'al Kolasar, everybody agrees that the grain is prohibited because the Truma was separated before the Maiserishan. If a Maiserishan Sheikh Dima Bishibolim, and if you're talking about what you just said that you did first, then the Be'al Kol Mutter, everybody called this Mutter because he gives a different reason. He says because there's a significant part of the processing still needs to be done. In other words, to truma and maestras to be considered a kvias can only be if it's at the end of nigmar malachta, right? Elokina and kayomen, when is it dealing with tomorrow? Also the darson dates that he initially intended to press into a cake. But Gregus who also the darson. He's initially intended to pack them into a barrel. Hifresh mehem truma gadola. You took off truma gadola, before your processing was complete. And then and then you changed your mind. You decided, you know what? I'm not going to put them in the barrel. Okay? You're going to leave them as they are. The hefresh mehem rishon, and then you were mafresh meiser rishon. Meaning, the separation of the truma does not establish a tithing obligation according to the chacham, because the dates or figs were considered unprocessed at the time that that separation took place. Remember, the chachamim hold, if you take truma before the nigmar malachto, it's chachamim matir, and they hold it's mutter, right?
What's mutter?
That it's mutter, if I take truma from Paris, shalai nigmar malachto, truma does not create a kfias, and therefore I can continue to eat them derech arai, yeah? I can continue to eat them derech arai.
Yeah.
Rebbe Eliezer, Yisur Milacham on Arai. He holds you're not allowed to eat from them Arai because he holds Truma creates a Kfias. We're talking about Loin Nigmar Malachton, right? If it's Nigmar Malachton, everybody holds that Truma will create a Kfias. And you can, I mean, if it's Nigmar, yeah. So we created a case here, so that we're trying to figure out what's the question of the Maiserishin. The answer must be that you started a process. In the middle of the process, you took truma because you were intending to put it into a cake. And then you changed your mind. Let's see here. We may inquire whether the sages would hold a subsequent separation of Maiserishin, which took place after the owner decided to leave the produce in its unconsolidated state, establishes a tithing obligation, thus making the remaining produce prohibited for consumption until its Maiser Sheni has been separated. Let's see. Seven.
So what's happening here?
Let me just see one more thing here. I think the Gemara is just basically saying like this. The Gemara, it's trying to figure out what is this question of Maiserishin. So the Gemara is basically saying, so if you started off with Maiser, with the taking off Truma, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, why did the Gemara make up this case? Why didn't the Gemara just simply say, we're talking about a case where it's not Nigmar Malachton, you took off Truma, at that point, when you take off Truma, it's not, Chachamim in the Mishnah, only by the Kokola, only in the case of the basket that the Chacham hold at the Truma's Kaveya. But before, if there's no basket involved, Chacham clearly say Matirin against Rabbi Eliezer. So why didn't the Gemara just simply answer, simple, without this case of changing your mind, right? Just like Loi Nigmar Malachton, you took off Truma, and you took off Maiserishin. So the question would be, is the fact that you took off both of them,
make it
Kavua? That would be the shout of the Gemara, which it sounds almost like that's really what the Gemara ends up saying, but it adds in this complexity of that you started to do it, and you're going to make it a certain type, and then you change your mind. And what's that all about?
That at least is where he's doing it in the right order.
Right.
Where he started with the truma.
Yeah.
Then because he was going, that truma would have been good. Then he changed his mind to unprocess it.
But he took the truma.
He took the truma thinking that he should have taken the truma. Then he takes the miser, which is at least in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to what we said before, where he takes the miser before the truma and he's doing it out of order.
Yeah. See, let's take a look at footnote 10. Seemingly, the Gemara could have explained the inquiry as referring to a much simpler case. You separate truma from produce which was still unprocessed. After processing it, you proceeded to separate Maiserishin. In this situation, the separation of truma from unprocessed produce did not affect the tithing obligation according to the Chachamim, right? So thus making it relevant the question of tithing obligations established via the subsequent separation. Instead, the Gemara presents a relatively complex illustration that has to do with the owner's intent. It discusses why it was chosen that way, but let's just learn. Like, we have basically the idea here that Gemara is asking, is my Sarishan going to create kvias? So the relevance of the inquiry depends on the status of the mind of his of the person. In Tamil Mafreya Nitbalu, if you're going to say that when the owner decided to leave the dates in their present state, instead of pressing them into a cake, that they become tevel retroactively because now it's considered that they fully finished their thing. So truma he tevelas, separation is of the truma is what made it tevel, right? You got so remember, follow along. The guy is there's two paths. Let's take this date, okay? There's two paths for this date or this fake. Your intention is to make it into a cake. One, will it be nigmar malakta when you make it into a cake, right? If you were to stop now, it's nigmar malakta now because it's edible and I'm done with it. I'm done. So I have two paths, right? So now on my way to making it into a cake, I'm noy nigmar malakta. I take off truma. Shitas hachachamim is what? It's dan tovelis. It continues to be mutadar harai. Now I go ahead and I decide, change my mind, not going to make it into a cake. Okay, so now what happens? Now all of a sudden the peri changes from lo nigmar malakto to nigmar malakto because now it's not headed towards the barrel. It's not headed towards making it into a cake. So now, oh, wait a second. Nigmar malakto, the Chachamim hold, Trumo will create a kvias, but do you do that lemafreya? You took the Truma before when it was lo nigmar malakto. Later on, it became nigmar malakto because you changed your mind. That's what we're saying. So in Tamar lemafreya nitbalu, if you're going to say lemafreya, it becomes tevel from the point of the right. Truma shitovelas, the separation of the truma made it into the tevel. Because lemafreya, even though at the time he took the truma, it was loy nigmara, which should have been mutar according to the chachamim, but since you changed your mind, it becomes aser, right? Then tema mikan lahaba. But if you hold that what? That's not becoming lemafreya, but it's now mikan lahaba, it's nigmar malakto. But before we consider it loy nigmar malakto, so then perhaps rishon hu shu tevel. Maybe it'll require only Maaser Rishon will make it into Tevel. That was our inquiry. That, the Gemara says, the inquiry is not answered. And that is the end of today's daf.